Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Cambridge and Clear Vista Financial are not affiliated. Discussions in this show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. Always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions.
Welcome, everyone, to the next episode of the Spend Life Well Show. I'm Mark Trice, your host, here with my co-host, Matt Boudreau.
Hello.
And Jesse Hamilton.
Hey, hey.
Welcome, guys. We've been kind of in this series of following through Ron Blue's book on surviving a financial meltdown. There's so many good things, though, about how to build a good foundation for your financial life grounded in biblical wisdom. And so this episode will continue that conversation. Matt, why don't you kick us off?
Yeah, so as we bridge this final third part of a series that we're wrapping up, we've been talking about Joseph, his story in the book of Genesis, how he had endured quite a many challenges, and how he went through his life story, began working for Pharaoh, and overcame a lot of things that he could have easily given up on. So we talked about his resourcefulness and how that can get you through a hard time. On part two, we talked about setting goals and how that kind of creates that start line and clarifies what your finish line is going to be. And so we want to kind of continue on that theme using Joseph as an example as we talk about financial wellness and setting goals. So Jesse, you want to take us into this third?
Sure.
This third part?
So part three is planning. How do we get from here to there? The practical wisdom and day-to-day uses of our money to get there to our goals. So I want to go ahead and read our scripture for this episode. It is Proverbs 13:11. He who gathers money little by little makes it grow. So starting off, we are going to talk about short-term and long-term uses of money. But let's simplify first. There are only five uses of money. Right, Mark?
Yeah. You've got income that you've been blessed with, and there are basically five uses of money. There's giving. We want to give back first. We can pay taxes with money. We can save and invest. We can pay off debt. And we can fund our lifestyle. So I think it really, we need to look at those things in kind of an order of priority. The world wants us to fund our lifestyle first.
Yep.
And then give last if we have everything, anything left over. But I think God's word really wants us to focus on giving first and funding our lifestyle with what's left.
I mean, lifestyle is what we see everywhere. We see it. It's in our face all the time. It's what a lot of people compare themselves to. All these parts that you're just talking about, the things that are more part of God's plan, are the things you don't necessarily hear about, see about. It's pushed.
Something that I've run into is people want exact numbers down to a percentage. And they say, okay, great. There's five uses of money. What are my percentages? Can I spend 20% on my lifestyle? How does it work?
And everybody's different.
I believe that there's no clear answer to that. Mm-hmm. You can have, boundaries and maybe some loose estimates and everything, but I don't think you're going to get to that point. And a lot of people don't want to hear that.
Well, and because they want to know what's acceptable. They want guardrails to run their life by. And there really is, the Bible doesn't have a lot of instruction on how much of a percentage you should allocate to each bucket we just talked about. How much should we, probably the closest thing that we have to a guideline is from the Old Testament, where they talked about giving back a tenth of their harvest back to the temple. And so giving, maybe that's a guideline, but I've talked on this podcast many times before about how giving is really an act of worship, and 10% shouldn't define that. Maybe it's less, maybe it's more. It's each to your own and what you want to give. But, back to the Old Testament, there were some guidelines there that a tenth of the harvest was considered a tithe. And so maybe we can use that as a guideline for one thing, but, we don't control taxes necessarily, right? I mean, that's kind of set.
It is
for
set.
Us. We think it's prudent that you save a certain percentage, but what that is for you depends on those goals that we're setting in the last episode. Debt, we we discourage the use of debt. We're not saying using debt is wrong, but I mean, as the verse in Proverbs says, the borrower is slave to the lender. We want everyone to be free from that financial burden as much as we can. And then the remainder is the lifestyle. So there are really no set amounts that we can say should be applied to each bucket.
Yeah. In the book here, there's a quote. It says, "I'd like to give, but by the time I pay my taxes, repay my debts, provide for my family, there's just not enough left over."
And I know that's a struggle. I think that, but I think it goes back to this notion of we're following what the world wants. Fund your lifestyle. Use debt if you have to use it. And then if there's anything left over, we give. And I think what the Bible is telling us, we do the exact opposite. I think, and we're not teaching prosperity theology or anything like that, but I think that giving is very important, and it should be done first. That's why if you see folks that maybe like Dave Ramsey and other things, you know, the top of the budget spreadsheet, if you will, is giving. And I think that's important that you put giving first. Even it may be just a little bit, but you give first to acknowledge where the blessings of your income have come from, and that's from God.
Yeah, and I'm sure we'll cover taxes in depth in a future podcast, but a lot of people have questions about that. So shifting to the long term, there are six common long-term uses of our money as well. And they are retirement, family needs, maximize giving, lifestyle desires, debt elimination, and business startup.
So other types of speculation with other types of investments and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think probably the most important one here is, guys, is providing for your family. And that could be your extended family as well. But what's that verse in 1 Timothy, Jesse, that talks about that?
1 Timothy 5:8. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, that's the one, I think.
Yeah, it says, if anyone does not provide for his own, and especially for those of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever.
I think this has two elements to two different short-term and a long-term goal. One being our lifestyle. We really have to put the needs of our family first. You know, we like a nice, fancy car, but if I can't buy groceries for my kids, I'm not putting those priorities first. And the same thing is true as of providing for future family needs, whether it be housing, maybe saving for college goals, things of that nature to help give our kids a leg up. You know, those are more long-term type goals versus the short-term. I need to make sure I'm putting food on the table.
Mm-hmm. So, Matt, this section of the book says spending less is better than making more. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, because it's all about setting those goals and getting your information organized.
Mm-hmm.
You can control, I mean, obviously we want to live within our means, no matter where our income is. But if you don't have those goals set, if you don't have that organization in your system set, it's very easy to spend more than you make.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So I think the important cross here is where those short-term decisions meet the long-term decisions, right?
Right. So the important thing there with that is you have to create a spending plan. You have to determine where every dollar that you know is coming in, you have to tell it where to go, okay? We could have made this podcast very short, right? The secret to financial success is spend less than you make, right? Spend less than you earn. Spend less than you bring home. Your financial problems are pretty much solved. Why is it so hard? Why is it so hard for us to spend less than we make? And I think a lot of it has to do with the use of credit cards.
Mm. Right.
Credit cards.
It's easy to swipe.
It's easy to swipe. We tend to spend, I think there was some stats I read recently, I can't remember where from, but there was a stat recently that said we spend about 35% more when we're shopping if we use plastic versus cash.
That's a big difference.
Now, I'm not encouraging you to walk around with a fanny pack of dollar bills or hundreds or whatever, but we tend to spend more when we swipe the plastic, or now we just tap, or we insert the chip into the thing for security. But we have to control what we're spending, and credit is really a double-edged sword. because I buy something today, I don't have to pay for it for 30 days. And believe me, I've struggled with this over my adult life, starting early in college, because I would think about, I have money today, but I'm foregoing the payment of that till next month, and I'm already spending next month's dollars before I even get the, my first paycheck.
Right.
It is an, a dangerous cycle of basically becoming slave to your debt. It's so easy to fall into, and probably every one of us is guilty of doing that at some point over our adult lives. But the easiest way to do that is to reduce the use of plastic, you know, or at least, you know, things that are not credit cards.
Yeah, so correct me if I'm wrong, but earlier we said that people naturally choose their lifestyle first. And I think that credit cards thrive off of that choice, doing your lifestyle first over anything else. Yep.
Me. Right. We're inundated. I read somewhere we're inundated with 5,000 advertising messages a day. And that has to do with, you know, the commercials we hear on the radio, the TV ads we see, product placement within the shows we watch. You know, there's some good movies that make a spoof of that, but you see it everywhere. We're constantly inundated. And, you know, around Christmas time, if we want to be loved by our spouse, we should buy her a Lexus and put a bow on it, right? or a diamond, right? So, you know, we're constantly inundated with these things, and we're told that you deserve it. You deserve it now. So it's a dangerous cycle. Be careful. You have to develop a spending plan. And so, Jesse, why is it important to have a spending plan?
Because if you don't have your foundations with your money when it comes in and how it goes out, kind of like what we talked about earlier, you're not going to be set up for when you do have more income and when you do have more opportunity.
So, Matt, let's talk a little bit about the 7 questions you need to ask yourself when it comes to creating that spending plan.
7 questions. All right. So the first thing you need to think about, what is my spendable income? Jesse was just talking about income versus what's being spent. How much do you have to spend? What's your budget? What's your spending plan look like? The second question is, what have I been spending over the last 12 to 24 months?
That's a hard one.
Yeah, but it's so important. And it's the easiest way to figure out what you're truly spending. You know, it's an exercise that we ask all our clients to go through. We don't ask them to go back and track 24 months of spending history, but just do it for a couple of months. And if you're using one or two tools, financial tools like your debit card or cash, you can track that. And you can develop a good idea of what you're spending.
And what the shocking thing is that most people don't always know.
I mean, 99.9%. Yeah. When we talk to a prospective client, they don't know what they're spending every month, and it's a common problem. And this is how the conversation goes. Well, how much do you think you spend every month? And you know, we study psychology quite a bit around here, and their eyes look upward and up to the right, meaning they're trying to access the creative part of their brain because they don't know exactly what it is. They just know that either they have money left over at the end of the month or they don't. And that's a dangerous place to be. Yeah. So we just encourage people just to write down your expenses. That's all it is. We don't care what you spend your money on. Yeah, you want to spend it on Starbucks 5 times a day? Great. It's your money. You do what you want with it.
All right, so the third question to consider is, what are my current debt obligations? In the last episode, we talked about being organized and prioritizing your goal. You need to know what debt you have out there and prioritize that to know how you're going to pay that off. Number 4, what would I like to spend? I think that would fall under that lifestyle category.
Definitely,
and,
yeah.
Be something that not is necessarily a need, but it's, hey, you know what? I'd like to think about this in the future. Question number 5, in what ways would my future be improved if I spent less? You know, Mark, you were just talking about that credit card mentality. Weigh out, okay, if I spend this, what's going to happen? If I didn't spend this, how would my life be improved?
Yep. I think a lot of people don't realize how that extra expense is a choice. And so, you know, we counsel a lot of folks how to get out of debt. And they don't really realize that that extra taking friends out for dinner really puts a kink in their future spending. What does that $150 do if you were to invest that over a period of time, over say 30 or 40 years of their working life? It's huge. And if we just looked at the consequences of what our spending might do for the future, we might make some different choices.
Yep. Question number 6, what expenses are fixed and which ones are out of my control? And Mark, you're just talking about looking back at the last 30 to 60 days and what the spending plan is. There are a lot of fixed expenses that we all have, that we know what's coming. We know how much is going to be down to the penny next month.
So like your mortgage or your rent.
Yeah, that's the easy part of the budget.
We know it's coming, but what's out of my control? I mean, we all have accidents, you know, car expenses, maintenance expenses. Sometimes those are not as predicted.
Mm-hmm.
Be prepared for that. And the final question, number 7, what expenses do I have control over?
So we call that discretionary expenses.
Discretionary, yeah.
So I have the choice. I can go pay the bill when I take 10 of my friends out for dinner, or I can split the bill, right? Or I can choose to take a big vacation to Costa Rica, or I can maybe stay a little bit closer to home and not spend as much money. Yeah, it's your choice.
I can get a $25 burger at the restaurant with a drink, or I can go get a $5 burger.
I'd like to know where the $25 burger is, but it must be good.
It better be good.
Yeah.
It better be good. So guys, you know, these are just things that we have to think about. You know, we talked about the 5 uses of money. And that's really, you know, giving, paying your taxes, saving and investing, paying down your debt, and then maintaining your lifestyle. If you think about this from that perspective of, these are things I must do first and lifestyle is last, you'll realize that you'll receive so much more blessing. And like I said, we don't teach, you know, prosperity theology here around here at all. But I've seen it personally where God has blessed me in some way just by being obedient and doing the things that I have to do to provide for my family, give to the church, and pay my taxes and responsibilities that I have to the government. So I just am prayerful for our listeners to consider these things in this context. And we want to encourage you to work on a spending plan. That is the foundation of a good financial future, is knowing what you spend and understanding how much income you have. So important. So important. We want to thank you for listening. We look forward to seeing you on the next episode of the Spend Life Well Show.